the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I've had fun so far.
It's like skating rink music.
I think you nailed it.
I've been a dick all morning to a lot of different people, and you know, I really do feel better.
Oh, did you go get breakfast?
No. I actually brought my own.
Wow.
Ate it already, but
wow.
He's sticking to his diet, too.
I had to get up and cook it. I'm like, I'd rather not eat. I get like that here lately.
I feel that, because you don't got to clean up the mess.
It's like, I don't want to make anything.
Well, I'll tell you. I don't know if this is a PSA of sorts or if it's just laugh at Matt Man, but I have a message to share. You mentioned that.
This might get serious.
It's not really.
Okay.
It is wild. So, it was on Saturday night. This past Saturday night.
We had a long weekend, too.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I didn't particularly like it, but whatever.
Yeah. I was like, what I'm going to eat?
Nice conjugation.
I talked to myself,
what am I going to eat?
What am I going to eat?
Must have been back in Pony Mill.
Like, you ever do those things where, you know, well, Paige, you live alone. Like, you ever ask your dogs, like, what am I going to eat tonight? You ever just text a random person and say, what should I DoorDash?
What I'm going to eat.
I don't ever DoorDash.
Well, I'm not saying anything against DoorDash, because I will probably continue to use them.
Probably notify people too much, like too many notifications.
Too many notifications. Like, if you're a DoorDasher, like, I can see your little car on the screen. Uh-huh. You don't need to tell me you're waiting on it. I don't need to see a picture of you standing there with the logo in the background.
It's just for me. If I don't eat by 8 o'clock, I don't eat. So I gotta wait for food.
Yes. So
what happened?
I was like, what I'm going to eat? And then I finally came up with the where I was going to eat from. And it's a place I've eaten from for, I'm not even kidding you, probably 45 years.
Ooh.
And I'm only 50.
Let me write down a guess.
I'm going to write down my guess.
Okay, fun.
Because I thought you were going to this place the other day when you mooned me in traffic.
No, I wish they DoorDash that place.
They don't.
No, they do DoorDash.
They do.
Yes, but it wasn't that place. This was. I don't mind saying the name of it because it's not their fault. It was. I'll give you a hint.
Oh, this will be fun.
It's a type of pants that older white women wear when they get over, like, 65.
Oh, now you... Okay.
Stretch pants?
I can't say that because somebody guessed it.
Paige guessed it. Paige,
there's only one.
I love eating at stretch pants.
There's only one of those, really. I mean, in everybody's heart, there's only one.
Tonight at stretch pants, ladies get in for wearing loose pants, oddly enough.
I will say the stretch pants easily location is the best one.
Well... It's I'm talking about Capri's. Yeah. My mom and daddy, one of their first dates was at the original Capri's.
I love Capri's.
For years. And now they have a location over on Pelham. I've been inside the Pelham Road location. They have a nice happy hour. It really do. You know why? It's all older people. And it's real. You don't have to worry about a fight breaking out.
Good crowd.
People have been going there every day at 5 o'clock.
Yummy food.
So... I was going to DoorDash. And I also know that when you DoorDash at like 8:30 on a Saturday night, it ain't going to just like boom, boom, boom. Uh-uh. It's going to be a little wait.
Yeah, you're going to wait a little bit.
So they started preparing it. You know, it gets a little notification. Hey, Capri's is preparing your meal. I went with the baked spaghetti.
Buongiorno, paisano.
You can't go wrong with that.
There's only two things I get there. And I mean, I'm sure it's all great, but I get the baked spaghetti or the baked lasagna.
Mm-hmm. No eggplant parm?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I made that myself, huh?
No. So I ordered, and it was like, we're having a tough time to find a driver. And I
really?
Know, yeah. And I know that Capri's is keeping my food warm and all that. I ain't worried about that a bit. Well, I finally go in the thing. When nobody, it's like, hey, I need help. Where's my dasher? We're still searching for a dasher for you. So, dude, it comes to be like 45 minutes. My food is sitting there.
It's very surprising.
So, very. So, I go onto the thing and say, do I need to cancel whatever? we're still, they won't let you cancel. Like, we're still trying to find a driver. Never mind the fact your food's been ready for 45. We're still trying to find. Well, then all of a sudden, bing, your driver has arrived and on its way to you.
Nice.
Bing, your order's been canceled. Now, this has been an hour and 20, I'm not joking, hour and 20 minutes in. Mm-hmm. Ping, no, like 1 second, we can't find a driver. Ping, we find a driver and they're on the way to you. Ping, order's been canceled. So I'm like, all this time I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to eat. And now we found it. And then suddenly, so I'm looking at the clock saying, what happened? Did they get there and they were closed? So I call Caprice.
I would.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet.
Hello, la bonjour.
I think, I mean, might have just been hired help. But the lady I spoke with, so nice. And she said, sir, I don't know how to explain this to you, but this has never happened before. And I was like, try me. And she said, well, we both just got scammed. And I was like, how so? So apparently this is what they do. I looked it up online. I'm like, God, like, well, you become a DoorDash driver, because it's not too hard to do that, right?
No.
Okay.
Just sign up.
So then you go, and then you've maybe done one drive. I think you have to do one session or whatever. Well, anyway, long story short, the person DoorDashed went around and found somewhere that had an open order of somewhere they wanted to eat. So they go up, pull up, claim the job, go in and get the food, yeah, and then immediately go on to the app and say that the restaurant canceled the order. And they took my food.
This has happened to me before.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Like, she said, I don't know what to do. She said, he showed me, I guess they show something on their phone saying they're DoorDash, and it's like, he took it and then went outside and went on to DoorDash's app and said, yo, they canceled the order because they're closed. And he took the order. So here I am. Caprice, ladies, over apologize. Like, it ain't your fault. I get it or whatever. I said, now, yeah, can I redo the order? She's like, oh, I'm sorry. We just closed.
Ah, dang it.
I was like, well, foot.
See, that's why I don't order late at night when I get off work.
It wasn't late. What did I say? Like 7:45, 8 o'clock?
Something like that.
8:30.
Plus the extra hour, you're looking, mm-hmm, you know, 10 o'clock or 10:30, mm-hmm, at that point.
Yeah.
Which limits your options. You know, when you sign up to DoorDash, they give you the good stuff to make you want to do it, to keep doing it. You know?
Is that what it is?
They give you some good orders
to get. It's like they would do with TikTok. Everybody would get a video, got a million views, just to get everybody hooked in.
Oh, yeah. I saw somebody drive off the grid. I'm like, okay, well, they missed my exit. Maybe they're going to turn around.
Mm.
Nope, kept going.
Kept going with your food.
Yeah.
And they don't even cancel it. They just say, okay, I'll never work for DoorDash or whoever, Uber Eats.
Pretty much. That's how my account got canceled, because I called the little number and threatened to kill him.
Oh.
Well, that didn't work.
I wonder why there was 18 cop cars surrounding yours outside.
Done and done.
I didn't get my food. My account got canceled.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a refund. I didn't eat.
Oh, they should give you a refund in the app.
Well, sure. I'll have to screw with that and see.
God, man.
That's terrible.
They said that, according to them, the restaurant canceled the order. But I was like, well, even then, I didn't get my food. How are you not going to give me my money back?
Is there any way you can track them as far as, let's find out who they are and, like, you know, report them?
I mean, they don't have to use their government name, do they? Some of them names don't sound real. They sound like batters.
Well, they do like background checks.
Yeah, you have to use your government name.
I assume they do. I'm doing this basing this off of, you know, ride sharing over the years.
Right.
So there's a background check, but still, you can still take somebody's food. And
yeah, or you could get the background check done for, you know, like if you've ordered it and it says Johan is bringing it, and then some lady gets out of the car, looks like her name might be Frida. You're like saying, okay, Frida maybe can't work, and she's working under Johan's name or whatever. I just made up a name.
Yeah.
Now, if you cancel it when they already have it,
you're charged also.
Well, they'll tell the driver, like, you can keep it if you want to throw it away.
Real?
Like, okay, I'm going to throw it away.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
going
to keep it. But maybe, I wonder if that happened. Well, you didn't ask to cancel it.
No. So it's just think about that. Like, if you're like a DoorDash driver or any of them, and you're like hungry, mm-hmm, you could just go find an order out at a restaurant that you want to go to.
That's what happened to my Zaxby's.
And then she said,
you should order terrible stuff then.
She's like, another DoorDasher tried to come in here and get the food afterwards. Like, I guess the real Door Dasher.
Oh, that's happened before too, though.
What in the world? Like, I don't understand that somebody can just walk in there and claim it. But I guess you can, because I've been in busy restaurants where, you know, oh, everybody's a mailer. Actually, I'll tell you, it was at Stacks Omega. And I think it was Stacks Omega. Anyway, the Door Dasher walks in and it's like, hey, I got a Door Dash. He's like, is it so and so? And they're like, yeah. And they just take it. So.
It's supposed to verify. Well, it's usually like,
you know, but then it wasn't Stacks Omega that was at then.
What did you say?
That the driver, like, I got a dash, man. Let me get this real quick.
Right.
Now,
that's a good impression of a white guy.
That's good.
This might piss people off, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, usually people who do that type of work, the gig work, like the dashes and whatnot, are usually like kind of, you know, the kind of the quick buck people. Like, let me, like the schemers. Like, let me see if I can make a quick buck, literally real quick, and just.
I have friends that do it if
the service is never
if
good.
They need to pay certain bills, like they'll dash for a day.
Drugs.
No.
Drug bills.
Rent.
Liquor.
Rent. Because I know I have friends that live downtown and it's really expensive.
Now, did your order get, I wonder if your order got passed around a lot, because, you know, you can do that too. You can refuse an order if it's like a, you know, measly tip.
I don't know. You said before they don't know until after they drop it off what the tip is, right?
When it pops up on your screen, it says, like, here's what you'll get for it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't ever realize that.
It'll show how far away you are from the restaurant and what you'll get for the order. So if it's, you know, if it's less than $8, I don't think anybody's really going to get it.
I never clicked on anything less than 10.
So what do you get? I know you get all the tip, but then what kind? So you get a fee on top of it as well?
It usually just pops up what your take is going to be.
It doesn't tell you what the tax or the tip amount is?
Yeah, they'll tip you afterwards.
And it's usually like, hey, here's a, you know, take this for like $6. Or you'll have a lot of them that would pop up for two. Like two or three. Like, that's not worth anybody's time.
No.
That's usually like going to a gas station, getting like a drink order.
Oh, well, see, yeah, but you know what, though? Like, when I've been sick and, like, you know, lived by myself and stuff, like, I had to. Matter of fact, 7-Eleven, they brought me ginger ale and Gatorade bunches of times. They have. And it wasn't just brown bottle. It was other things.
Hook it up.
It was other, you know, life happenings and whatnot.
This gets frustrating because you want to find out who it is. And you want to ask them, like, what are you doing? Like, why? Why did you take it?
Like, do you need food? Like, or are you just, like, a piece of crap that just, like, any way to scheme the system you can?
Did you just take it? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You're not a platinum dasher if you're taking people's food, I tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, that ought to be a thing, too. Like, you pay an extra dollar to make sure you have a platinum dasher.
Yep.
Like, someone with no infractions or whatever.
It's just pretty much to the point where you got to... Look, I got tip fatigue like crazy. I hate tipping at this point because everybody wants to tip for everything since 2020.
Yeah.
But you really got to tip if you like on delivery. Like, you got to. Like, so much.
Get your food there on time.
So I don't warm. I don't like doing delivery because I know I'm going to have to tip at least $10 over. And it's not worth it. Just to make sure I get it, like, within a good time
God.
To eat it.
God. See, I do the standard, like, I would tip a server. I really do.
It's how bougie they are with these things.
God, I don't tip $10. Maybe that's maybe why I have it. $10?
Because the people that want to do these deliveries really want to work like an hour if possible.
Yeah.
And make like, you know, $30 or $40, which is impossible, and then just
about,
not do it.
About three deliveries.
Like, you'll never make money off food delivery to really, like, you know,
yeah,
make anything worth it. Driving people around you would, but not food. So sometimes I guess they just want to take it. It's like, hey, I'm frustrated, man.
Well, I was trying to watch some soccer, and I tell you, that's another thing. I've to be honest, there's a couple players. I don't know crap about soccer. I thought I did.
I don't either.
There's a couple players that I have some big cards.
You mean Lamal?
Lamine Yamal. And so I've watched for, like, you know, it's like somebody watching the stock market when they have a bunch of stock. Well, let's see what the quarterly reports were.
Oh, Pusilic, you got one of his cards?
No.
Yeah, he's hurt anyway. He's hurt anyway.
There's still a bunch of them that are like world-renowned soccer players that I don't know, especially the ones who have one name.
Oh, yeah, like Ronaldinho and what's the other ones?
Well,
God dang it.
There's a bunch of them that only have one name. Like, literally, like, on their...
Neymar, is he still good?
Junior.
Yeah. See, I don't know. Like, so.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought this up, actually. There's a lot going on.
I don't understand. I tell you, I do not understand soccer. I don't understand a lot about it. I don't understand the red card.
Dude, just give up. I tried to give soccer a chance. It makes no sense.
Yeah, but what a, like, treacherous game.
Like, I hate it now.
People get hurt.
Like, you got to run the whole time.
Nobody knows. What, like, you know watching the clock, but the players don't know, and the refs are supposed to just keep up with it, and they slack ass. They don't look at their clocks.
Yeah.
The game lasts 18 hours.
And my time was off because, you know, it's whatever. And it's like, oh, God, I hope Brazil's playing or, you know, Mexico or one of these teams I want to watch. It was Iran. And I'm like, God, wait a minute. Your country is like burning up right now, but you still send people over to America? Like, that's weird. Like, right? Like, I know we're not going to do anything to them, but like, you think the president of Iran, whatever they call it, the Shah, I don't know.
Whoever it is now.
Do you think that they said, hey, we're going to allow you to go over there?
You think people are yelling at him, open the strait?
Yeah, I mean, like, really?
Probably.
But then those people, like,
open it up.
You were saying, might not have been you, was saying, but it's like people love this country.
Oh, yeah. I got to tell you about some of that stuff that I'd found out because, you know, we're this country, not Canada or Mexico.
No.
Because it's North America, but like our country specifically.
Like, I'm starting to really believe everything I've said. That the media in this country's job is to make us think our country sucks and that everything sucks and, you know, people here hate each other and everything and we don't have it as good as other countries.
It's their job to hire 22-year-old reporters with VSCOs and Instagrams that always got to take their selfies and the news stories and this, that, and the other.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't have any, like, old maid-looking news ladies anymore, do they? They don't.
Podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Safety dance, men without hats.
Oh, look at All right. You're getting it back.
Paige is doing the Macarena to it.
I am.
She is. She's ass backwards on the dances.
Reina.
You want me to belly dance to this? I can.
You are a belly dancer, which... Boy, you got a lot going on.
What?
You really do.
I think you could do it.
You belly dance, you got 14 jobs. God, she wears the finger symbols, too.
Little symbols, like literal symbols with a C.
Oh, symbols. God, she's moving her ass, too.
She's like salsa dancing, but she's doing her fingers.
She's an ass dancer.
It's fun.
She got that cell phone stick.
Oh, I mean, a good belly dancer like kind of twerks a little bit with the hips. Not so much from the back, but the sides.
Oh,
hip,
yeah.
Hip.
Hip-hop parade.
Plus, she can do the pec flex like Lex Luger could.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That one, you're walking somewhere.
It does. It's like she's like a bougie lady walking with her hands in the air, but her wrist down.
Excuse me, I gotta come through here.
Pardon me, these boots were made for walking. Get out of my way.
Move, gay guy, at the department store. I'm coming through.
Oh, starting to sound like Edith.
Oh my God.
Get out of the way. I'm being cast for a role. Get out of the way.
Oh, I forgot she was a dancer.
If you're a celebrity, why didn't you take a limo? Because I'm playing a streetwalker, thus I'm walking on the street. Duh.
Your place or mine.
Strong silent type, huh?
Did you say place or face? I can't remember.
Your face or mine. Take a seat.
I did not write those lines.
Let's talk, not talk about soccer, but talk about what you were telling me, Fat Boy, and then we kind of, you know, led into there about the way we are our own biggest enemy, it seems, in this country.
Yeah, we're hosting most of the World Cup. Most of the games are, you know, in our country. There's one in Toronto and there's one in
Miami.
Well, somewhere in Mexico. But the rest of them are here, you know.
In Miami, though, right?
Well, there's Atlanta, Miami, Seattle.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's all over the country.
I did not know that. Is it coming to Greenville?
God, what if it is Serene Stadium?
That'd be great.
World Cup.
Lamine Yamal comes back to Greenville.
Oh, Lamine.
So the
which I'm surprised there are a lot of people coming here from other countries. Like, it's packed.
Why does that surprise you?
Well, just the fact that I don't know how easy it is to travel around the world. Maybe it's a lot easier than I'm thinking it is. Because they're saying in Boston, where Scotland's been playing their games, there are a lot of Scottish fans.
I love it.
Like, a ton. But everybody that comes here is saying, like, you know, America's grand. Like, everything is huge.
Like kilts.
Like, the size of everything they're shocked at. Size of the cars, yeah. The roads. They're saying the size of our roads are way bigger, wider than the cars. The actual car can fit on the road.
Oh.
They're saying
that's true. Some of those, yeah, like places you have to drive on the side of the mountain, I've seen on those, like, international shows.
Like, yeah, on ice road truckers.
And that.
They even say the size of our stores. Grocery stores are huge. And then we have so many cuts of meats in our stores that they just don't get that.
Well, some of those countries, you know, I don't know if they, what that meat is. You know what I mean?
Like, you can't.
Oh, gross.
Because they'll eat like horse and stuff. And
yeah.
Can't do that.
You want to guess what the top restaurant is for the foreigners here?
Is it
McDonald's? No.
Is it one that is available internationally?
I don't think it is, because some people were talking about they've never had it before.
Taco Bell.
Chick-fil-A.
No. Think of a place that's open 24/7.
Steak and Shake.
And there are a ton of them in the Southeast for sure.
Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Wow.
They're so amazed by Waffle House. They're like, we cannot get this
Waffle
way
House
over there.
Waffle House is good, though. I mean.
Wow.
I like it.
I do, too.
See, so that stuff is wild. Now, on one hand, you might say, well, if we Americans were in another country that was hosting like the Olympics or whatever, like, if you're on camera and you're participating, you're going to say, oh, you know, oh, yes, I love y'all country. I wasn't doing a particular impression there. It's on you to figure it out. I love y'all. I'll do a real...
What, you're over there doing the accent?
Okay.
Like as an American.
I am... Okay, so let's change it then. I am an American in Tokyo, okay?
Okay.
That's how I pronounce it. I'm in Tokyo, and they're like, even if I'm having the worst time ever, I am on their media. I am representing our country. You're going to have the couth. Oh, yes, I love here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love buying dinner out of vending machines. I love no forks. If we are in India, say, you know what? This scam stuff in America, you guys are actually pretty cool. I like taking a dump in the ground. Cows roaming everywhere. It's great.
Man, it's hard to fake some of this stuff the way that people are. Now, look, I don't know if this is true or not, but the Germans are saying that, I mean, look, surely they get condiments in Germany, but they're trying to smuggle out bottles of ranch when they leave, because they don't get it in Germany or they haven't had it with all their food.
How you say ranch?
I love ranch. You know what this makes me think? Everywhere in Europe sucks. Like, why would you want to go? If it's as bad as they say it is, or as minimal as they say it is.
Because in our country, we blew up all our old buildings and got rid of all our old structures and stuff. So that's the tourist destination, but we are the melting pot of culture. You think about this. How many tell me the biggest sporting event outside of the, maybe a big golf tournament outside, because, you know, some of them hoity-toity, honky-ass people will fly over to Scotland to see golf. Or
we'll have to go to St. Andrews and play.
But,
no, you don't. Go to Rolling Green.
Another big, huge event, like sporting event.
God, it's hard to even, because, you know, soccer's worldwide, obviously, but I guess maybe golf or tennis or
okay, so really one of those? The only two. So think about, like, WrestleMania here. World Series here, Super Bowl here, NBA Finals here, NCAA Finals here. Like, I know they have big things I've never heard of. You know, I know soccer in Brazil and, you know, England, stuff huge, crazy. But, like, we are the ones who make the culture in this country. The fashion they used to say comes from Europe, some of it looks like it came from hell, straight from there, all shredded up, ripped up, looking like it's irregular and you paid more for it.
The Japanese do love the Americana.
They do.
Everything about
the old Americana, though, like, they're the ones who that started that vintage clothing thing because they wanted to buy our old jeans and pay hefty for it on eBay.
A lot of these European fans that are going to cities that have Buc-ee's cannot believe what, you know, the spectacle of Bucky's when they go to it.
Big Beaver.
Like, they're talking about all the stuff, and they're like, this place is a gas station, but it's massive.
Like, in Iran, you know, they will go up to the people and say, what do you think about, you know, Trump and America? They're like, they're so, like, thankful and, you know, thankful for all this. Same thing for, like, Venezuela. Like, the people... Now, see, that seemed a little off to me that the day after they already had Trump flags. Like, that seemed out. How? It's a war-torn country or whatever. But then all of a sudden, y'all have got the ability to go make Trump flags. Like, maybe they were dropping them out of the helicopters when they were discombobulating
things. Here you go. Here's one. Here's two.
Flag for you. If you flip off the Maduro, you get a flag.
Right now. You got to do it in the camera.
People back in my country paid $1,400 for these flags. You get them for free if you renounce your leader.
We're going to get your oil. Your oil.
But, like, you're going to get your oil.
We love oil. We love the oil. Quite frankly, we love oil.
But in this country, our media makes, except for the random foreigners that they get who say, you know, they got to be athletes. They won't go ask somebody at a farmer's market and say, hey, excuse me, what do you think about about this? Man, I had the greatest idea the other day. It's like, if I was driving by a Strawberry Hill, going, you know, Strawberry Hill.
Oh, yeah, I went a few weeks ago, I drove by it.
Okay, I dropped by there to go to the farm, and I was thinking, and I saw this old dude out there, and he was out there. You tell he was, kid was like shadowing him, like a job shadowing
him. Love
shadowing. He was kind of instructing him and all this stuff. And I was like, you know what? What people who, this doesn't have to just be to Mexicans. This can be to, good old American honkies, blacks. I mean, Becker really, Woods. Anyone could do this. Go up to your kids and say, kids, it's not Easter, but we are doing a strawberry hunt. So I've hidden some strawberries out here in the field, and I need you kids to go collect them like you're finding them, like Easter eggs, and then bring them back to me.
Oh, you could trick kids easy.
Free labor.
It's like, let's leave them clean up the room the fastest. They always fall for that.
Free labor. Exactly. Yeah. Whoever cleans the room the fastest is going to get dessert. They know during, especially my parents, they knew I'd show my ass anyway. So here, take it, ice cream.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige. So let's confess something, shall we, boys?
Here we go. I knew it.
Step into the booth.
No. 79. Well, whatever you want to confess, by all means.
You turned
what
on
do,
us.
What do you need to confess?
I confessed off the air at the beginning. You already heard it. I'm going to be done with it.
Okay. You fat boy?
Yeah, yeah.
It what wasn't a confession. It was just a confession of how I feel.
Yeah. Which is, look, I mean.
People tell you to be real. Be you. And then when you are, people get mad about it.
These Catholics don't start running out of confessional saying, guess what I just told the priest?
God.
You know?
Oh, man.
I don't know if you do that, Paige. Episcopalians.
Do you go into a booth of any? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not even a phone booth.
No.
Do you not believe what I did today?
Give me the bistro table. I'm not sitting
in
the booth.
I do get down on my knees and ask for forgiveness.
Nice. Don't remember that.
Please forgive me.
Dear Lord, forgive me for I have sinned.
Yes, I know, Paige.
Yes.
By the way, zip up that cleave a little bit.
You keep sinning. I can look right down what I've created on your chest.
You know
what would
be great? Seriously. Laugh at this if you will. What if God is an old black woman? That would be so out.
God, I wish.
I mean, that would be so crazy. You're like expecting this guy who looks like, you know, like Thor or what, old Thor sitting up there.
Thor's daddy.
He's wearing like a toga. You know, what if you get up here and it's like old ancient Medea looking?
What are you doing
for you to get up here?
It would take you so long. I know it's a song. If God ain't an old black woman, I don't want to go.
No.
She'd be a lot more forgiving, maybe.
What? Mm-hmm. Listen to this. I can't tell if that's woman talking or if you're just trying to see eyes through a black woman.
You get a lot of,
I know that's right. You know, it'd be fun. It'd be fun. I'd be fine with that. You're going to find out who the bad people are when they just jump off the cloud and say, well, send me straight down there. If this, you know.
Look, it don't bother me that people misappropriate Jesus, you know? Some people make them all different colors.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, but the Earth is Mother.
Yep.
Mother Earth.
Yeah. Which sounds like a big kind of bull type personality, right?
Hey, what's up?
Mother Earth makes sense.
It's about to rain, bitch.
I'm going to take care of you.
Mothers give birth.
Like, imagine if Paige Beckers put on, like, 200 pounds and became, like, that's the Mother Earth character.
Right. Unless she's doing a makeup ad.
Like, what's up? Doing those little dances.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What are you going to be for Halloween? A girl.
Walking around like you slinging one.
Girl.
For real, man.
Slinging meat.
Like,
oh, boy.
She walks like she's got a pendulum swinging.
Wow. That's nice.
It's just a strut, but, man, she's it comes got swagger, off as. Yeah. Maybe. Like, it's like you just. Uh-huh. Shoplifted a summer sausage from Hillshire Farms.
Wow.
Is it bad to say I wish I could wrestle a lesbian? Like a big one. Like a big Amazonian lesbian one.
Did it, but he didn't say specific lesbians.
No.
You'd probably have to open it up to
what's LBGTQ and plus. What's the payoff for you wrestling a lesbian now?
Like, I want to see how strong they are.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying I'm the strongest person in the world, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if straight men want you representing us.
I'm amazed at the prowess of big lesbian women, what? Like Amazonian lesbian women.
What, the prowess of what?
Yeah, just like the way they walk and like dress and kind of.
Does that mean they're strong?
Throw their stuff around like, hey, what's up, Ma? It's all about me, bitch.
I love that.
Like she'd walk up to a guy and say, I'm going to take your bitch right now.
Oh, man. Okay.
Right in front of you.
Like a biker girl.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like Brittany Griner. One of
but
those. Have you seen pictures? Like she'll walk around with her shirt off because, you know, she had her breast taken out. So she's just like, you know,
oh.
I don't know if she's fully transitioned, but she's like straight up dude from the waist up.
That's kind of cool.
Somebody like that, you want
to. Is it her?
It's so flat.
Speaking of Mother Nature. Wait a minute now. You done changed up what I made?
She switched.
I want less curves.
Mama God don't make no mistakes.
Mama's got two backs.
I knew you'd lean toward the Montana here eventually.
What if I came in looking like a dude? What would you do?
You're not all lesbians are great at sports or arm wrestling.
No, but they got to be good at, you know, like wrestling, right?
Why?
We used to, I don't know. We used to have, what kind of wrestling did we have at those big-ass drafts back in the day?
Mud.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it was mud or oil, but it was one of those.
Yeah, mud wrestling.
And it got pretty competitive. Huh. I'm like, it would be better if they weren't hot girls.
Dude, remember almost cussed just in full contact musical chairs we did with ladies.
Dude, I know. One of them knocked me over.
Paige participated for fun. God bless.
She
the woman who won it ended up becoming a client when she opened up a bar.
She was very sweet.
Yeah.
And she was just, like, your odds were in her favor.
Like, she just hipped that girl out of the way. Like, catch his haunch. Boom.
Yeah. I fell out.
She could have smacked her with her knocker, too, if she wanted to.
Oh, easily.
Just one. If you would have caught both of them, you might have died.
Yeah. You'd have been unalived.
You'd have edged out for sure.
Well, the reason why I brought up confessions, not because of that, but because we're going to talk about snackers. And 79% of Americans consider themselves snackers, which means that 21% of us think.
You know, in my house, nothing really satisfies like snackers.
Snackers.
Big Matthew, snackers. I remember Mars Bar. Now they call it Snackers with Almonds.
Snackers.
What is that?
Snackers.
So 21% of us think that we are meal people, meal persons, and 53% of us have no shame in eating an entire bag of potato chips or some kind of chips in one
sitting.
You
can't buy a whole bag of potato chips, first off. You can't.
I'm trying to think of other candy bars your mom would mess the name up.
There's not a lot in a bag of chips, though. If you have a family, it goes really fast.
Why wasn't there a Mrs. Good bar? I ask you that, Matthew.
Why? What was there God dang it.
Come on, man.
Give me a high.
Come on,
good
Jeremy.
One.
I believe in you.
Come on. Give me a good one.
Find that punchline.
Dang it.
Help him out, Paige.
Well, I can't say Reese cup because that's a common one everybody says.
God, everyone in my family calls
like
Reese's.
Reese cup.
Give him a Babe Ruth. Mm. He likes it.
Babe Ruth.
I like Reggie bars back in my
day.
Give him some Skittles. 18% of us have lied about what we're snacking on so we don't get judged. And
like, really? You really? That's wild.
I mean, I've made, like, my thing is, like, no-carb pizza. Where you have, why does that make you sick?
No carb pizza.
Yeah, you just have cheese.
Why don't you just eat a burger with
turkey,
lettuce?
Turkey pepperoni.
It is Pride Month.
And then you melt it all together, and then you roll it in these wraps, and then you dip them in. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, you should do a cooking show.
You dip them in pizza sauce, and there's no bread. Ugh. It's really yummy.
This has been the minute-long cooking show with Paige. That could be your YouTube bit.
You dip the sauce in the pizza sauce.
The sighing alone. Like, if you use one of those apps that took all the dead air out, like, it'd be like a one-minute clip.
Avocado with...
You see the transcript on the bottom of the screen. It'd just be a bunch of M's going across the screen.
Avocado with tomatoes.
And then all of a sudden, Paige turns into, like, some witch.
Oh, yeah.
Riding with... God bless.
Flop those smackers on the cooking board for a little bit.
What was the one? I saw it.
Vampire.
I'm going to look you dead now. I'm scared to like some of you things.
It's going to mess up your algorithm
Like there was one yesterday, like you made yourself like the corpse bride or something.
I did. I'm trying to get investors in the other thing, and that's kind of like I got one, and then I didn't meet them.
You're getting people to rifle them off during the day is what you're doing.
Am I? Why?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You're doing like that was like subtle anime.
I made two characters of me and a friend of mine. So
what's your character's name?
Trixie.
Oh, you're
the whore.
Yeah. So the premise behind this is the people that died and he drives at night are coming back for revenge.
God, that's gonna be a lot of people. Spoiler alert, because a lot of people died very gruesomely in that film.
Yeah. Wow. So do you have the intellectual rights to that?
No.
Oh.
I've been talking to Chuck and he's like, nope.
He drives at night.
Yeah.
So you got to do the sequel.
But some of the actors want to do it. So I might just do like a little spoof.
Give Fatboy a cameo.
Oh,
God,
definitely.
Yeah. What would I do though? Can I play a hooker?
Can we kill you?
Like
can
very
be a
beginning.
Cross dresser.
I always wanted to be a dead body in Law and Order.
Yeah.
Can you kill me in the front, like the beginning?
You breathe too heavy to play a dead body, though.
Oh, they might have to use the CGI or whatever.
Hold your breath.
I can't do it.
So far, I've.
Shark Tank us on your investment.
Let's go to break.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.